let's kick things off chatting with travel expert Ananta Forbes, who joins us each week to discuss some of the travel news and travel trends. You can follow her adventures on Instagram, Facebook, and X at Ananta Forbes. AnantaForbes.com is her website. Hello, Ananta.
Hi, Randy. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Tis the season for holiday travel. And with that in mind, I thought it'd be a good idea to throw some reminders out there. I'm sure lots of people already know about, getting through airport security, but it's always a good thing to remind people that maybe this is the only time of year that they travel or something, right?
Oh, right. And it's a busy time of year, and it actually is considered busy starting on December 15th. So still 10 days away from Christmas. And I think the number one, reminder I could tell guests would be to check their flight status and check it frequently, because your flight times can change right up until departure. Mm-hmm. As we talked about on my adventure to Puerto Vallarta, your flight aircraft can change as well. So that can yes. change your seating and your class of service. So that's probably the biggest thing to keep in mind is when your flight leaves, and sign up for the notifications.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a good reminder too. To me, it boils down to two things: things you can control and things you can't control. Now, you can't control the weather and whether your flight is on time and those types of things, but you can control how you prepare for this and those types of things, right?
Right, absolutely. And so when you're packing thinking about what to take, it's always good to know what's allowed in your carry-on and in your checked bags before you travel. Number one would be the weight mm-hmm. of your bags, the size dimensions, as also what is permitted, what is restricted, and what is prohibited. And there are websites that you can just Google and find out what you can bring. So you don't have to, be a rocket scientist for it. Just Google, yes. What can I bring?
Exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah, there's the Canadian Air Transport Security Authority. They have a great website. It's CATSA.gc.ca. You can just Google it. It's CATSA is the acronym for it. They break it down quite nicely of what to bring, what you can't bring, those types of things. And really, it can get quite detailed if you want, but that's probably the best place to start.
That's it. That's it exactly. And then with regards to planning to get to the airport, if you're being dropped off, if you're parking, kind of factor that in as well. And also, for budget purposes, if you are parking, where the best place at the airport is to park. Or there's always Uber or transfer services that you can take cabs as well. Hopefully you have nice friends and family that will drop you off.
Exactly. Well, technology is great now because there are all kinds of apps. Like just about every airport has an app now. And if it's an international airport, you can, if you're flying internationally or domestically, doesn't matter. You can check to see the airport security lines. One of the advantages of Calgary is that they have numerous different places where you can go through security. So you can check which one has the least waiting time to get you through security.
Yeah, very good point. And I think you can even book a spot in line mm-hmm. from that website as well. But, you could also get expedited security, like enroll in TSA PreCheck, mm-hmm. or I always recommend having a Nexus card that expedites you, and that can save you time. And also, just to think about what to carry in your carry-on, your meds, your chargers, snacks. Especially some airlines charge you like for meals on board. So you might want to, and kids too, like if you have kids, mm-hmm. they might be a little bit not fussy, but want their particular brand of treats, right?
Mm-hmm.
As to adults. I shouldn't say anything. I like my cheesies.
Well, exactly. And then when some airports now, again, back to YYC in Calgary, they have the new CT X-ray scanners, which allows people to not necessarily take everything out of their bag anymore. Like, you don't have to remove your laptop. You don't have to, you know, remove those types of things because the X-ray scanners scan everything in your bag, which speeds things up.
It does. It does. Absolutely. But I think also all those tips, all those options, I think the best thing too is to arrive early. Give yourself the gift of time for domestic, 2 hours for international, 3 hours, maybe even 4, depending on traffic and so on. And you know, early in the morning, especially if you're going into the States, there are lots of airlines that depart for the States all around the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind.
Exactly. And traffic is an issue. When you're coming home from the destination that you may not even be aware of. So give yourself time for that. The reason why I chuckled was I made a note here. Make sure you mention arrive early. This goes back to things that you can control. This you can control. And it just saves so much stress. Get there early. If you happen to be lucky and get through security quicker than you think, then you can have breakfast, lunch, have a coffee, whatever you want, and just relax. So that's one of the things you can control. And then you mentioned about the packing. I learned this the hard way coming back from a destination that you don't realize how much stuff you're going to bring back, and your luggage is suddenly overweight. So maybe you might want to give yourself some extra space, especially if you're going someplace for the holidays and you might be bringing gifts back.
Absolutely. I think that's a really good point. Or you might have to end up paying for oversized luggage weight or a second bag, which I've done in the past. I'm just going to back up a little bit. Just a reminder that going through U.S. customs, you only are allowed, I think, 2 hours prior to your departure. So yes, you can get early and get through, but you might not be able to get through customs right away.
Mm-hmm.
Depending
this is
on
true.
Your departure time.
This is true. And certain airports do have customs, U.S. customs at the airport. Some don't. So that depends on the airport you're going to. But yeah, there's a difference between security and customs. So yeah, if you're flying domestically, obviously, you don't have to go through customs. It's security you only have to worry about. And if you're flying internationally, yeah, you do have to go through the customs lines.
And this is the time of the year that you may want to bring some gifts for the people that you're going to go visit. If you have them in your carry-on, you know, leave them on rack. And then keep in mind that liquids and gel are still a maximum of 100 milliliters each. All must fit in one liter clear resealable bag and larger containers going to your checkout. But again, keep your meds with you because you never know if there's a delay.
Exactly. Anything you absolutely need, you might want to keep with you and just in case there is a delay. Because that never happens. There's never any delays.
Especially at busy times of year.
Well, exactly. And we're getting into, you know, nasty weather all over the place. It doesn't really matter where you go now. There's a chance of getting caught in some weather. So anything else? Any last other tips?
You know what? I think the most important one, not always easy to do, stay calm. Be patient with staff and other travelers. Kindness does go a long way.
It does go a long way, and that just goes back to my point. If you get there early enough, then you won't be stressed out enough, and so that stress level just lowers, and then you can be nice to everyone. Onanta Forbes is a travel expert. You can follow her on Facebook, Instagram, and X at Onanta Forbes. OnantaForbes.com is her website. Merry Christmas, Onanta.
Happy holidays, everybody.